Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It's Wednesday, October 15th, and we are seeing some green on the screen this morning.
We certainly are. That rebound effort from yesterday seems to have some legs. Futures are pointing to a solid opening, carrying over that buy-the-dip energy we saw.
It was a wild turnaround yesterday. We were deep in the red and then clawed most of it back. It seems like that momentum is continuing, especially in some of those big tech names.
Exactly. Names that were lagging a bit yesterday, like Nvidia and Tesla, are up nicely in the pre-market. It shows you there's still a strong appetite for growth, even with some of the lingering concerns out there.
And you can't forget the financials. They were the standout sector yesterday after a slate of big banks beat earnings expectations.
They were the bedrock, really, and we're getting another big batch of earnings this morning. It seems like the market is shaking off some of those China trade worries, even after the president's comments on the soybean boycott.
Right. And speaking of shaking things off, what's the global picture look like? How did Asia and Europe trade overnight?
It was a strong session in Asia. Almost everything was up. South Korea's KOSPI even hit a fresh record, climbing 2.7%. The Nikkei and Hang Seng were both up 1.8%. So a very positive handover.
And Europe?
Mostly higher. The real standout is France's CAC 40, which is rallying over 2%. Looks like strong results from LVMH are really lifting the luxury sector and the whole index with it. The UK's FTSE is the only laggard, down just a bit.
Got it. So a positive global backdrop. Let's bring it back home. What's on the economic docket today?
Well, we already got the MBA mortgage applications, which fell again, down 1.8%. But the market seems to be looking past that. The big event everyone is waiting for is the Fed's beige book, out at 2 p.m. Eastern.
And that's going to be huge, especially after all the Fed speak we got yesterday. It seems like the market is fully pricing in more rate cuts, isn't it?
Completely. Expectations are sky high for cuts in both October and December. The commentary from FOMC officials has just reinforced that view. The beige book will give us a more anecdotal look at the economy, which the Fed will be watching closely.
Okay, let's dive into the main event. Earnings. We mentioned the banks. Who's reporting this morning?
It's another big day for financials. Bank of America beat on both the top and bottom lines. We're talking an 11-cent beat on EPS and Morgan Stanley. Wow. They just blew it out of the water, beating EPS estimates by 70 cents.
70 cents? That's a massive beat. But it wasn't a clean sweep for all the banks, was it? I'm looking at PNC.
That's the catch. PNC also had a strong beat, 30 cents better than expected. But, and this is a big but, they guided their fourth quarter revenues below consensus. The market does not like that. The stock is down about 3% in the pre-market.
A classic case of beat and lower. It's not what you did, it's what you're going to do. Let's shift to the top movers. What else is lighting up the screen pre-bell?
Well, the biggest gapper is Veritone, ticker V-E-R-I. It's up a staggering 47%. That's on a Q3 revenue guide that came in above consensus. Just an absolute monster move.
Incredible. What about M&A chatter? I see Papa John's is popping.
Yes. PZZA is up over 12% on a report that Apollo Global might be making another run at acquiring the company. And Grindr, GRND, is up 6% after its own board members expressed interest in taking the company private.
Interesting. So, a lot of deal-making buzz. What about on the analyst front? I see a big upgrade for a key chip maker.
That's right. NVIDIA, ticker NVDA, was upgraded to buy from hold at HSBC. That's definitely adding to its pre-market strength. And you combine that with the news that Microsoft is contracting for about 200,000 of their new GB300 GPUs. It's a powerful narrative for them this morning.
So zooming out, we're seeing this bullish sentiment take hold. The technical analysis seems to confirm that, right? What are the key levels traders should be watching for SPY and QQQ?
Absolutely. The sentiment is bullish. For the SPY, the key resistance to watch is that 670 level. A solid close above that could signal the next leg up. Support is holding around 660. For the QQQ, resistance is near 605, with support at 600.
And what about sector performance? Where is the strength concentrated?
It's really in technology and energy. XLK and XLE have been the strongest performers, suggesting optimism about economic growth. But yesterday's action also showed a rotation into defensives like consumer staples and utilities. So it's a little mixed under the surface.
So bringing it all together, what's the key takeaway for traders heading into the open?
The takeaway is to be cautiously bullish. The buy-the-dip mentality is strong, but the mixed signals from sector rotation mean you need to be selective. The advice is to focus on momentum in small and mid-cap names, maybe in areas like biotech, energy storage, or crypto miners.
And be wary of chasing the big mega-cap names right at the bell.
Exactly. Wait for them to clear key supply zones. Use dips near support levels for entries, and, as always, maintain tight stops to manage your risk. It's a good environment, but not one to get complacent in.
Great advice. A cautiously bullish stance with a focus on risk management. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in.